Classic.
So classic makes you think of this one time when I was really hungry and I went to Wendy's with a friend on the way over to a friend's house. And I decided to get the triple classic with cheese. No human being needs this much Wendy's beef. Nobody. Your colon has no idea what to do with it. Your colon's like, what? What did I do to you? It's really pretty much akin to eating like an entire roll of Corning fiberglass insulation. remember the old Pink Panther commercial, like, you know, with for Corning fiberglass? Yeah. Imagine the digestive equivalent of watching 14 hours of just those commercials. That's what eating a triple classic from Wendy's is like. Don't do it. Classic.
Classic reminds me of this time. It reminds me of this kid, actually. I won't say his name. But he was one of those kind of nerdy kids. Not like a nerdy kid in like a nice kid, nerdy kid, stereotypical kind of way. The kind of like broom up his butt type kid in high school who's just not that nice, but real plain and stuff. And we were standing next to each other in the lunch line getting some food, and we weren't saying much to each other or anything, but he's one of those guys with, like, I'm trying to get a picture of him for you, like, kind of gels his hair, like, parted, and he has, like, sunglasses on his head, and, like, a tucked-in shirt with, like, a belt and, like, shorts, you know, they're, like, khaki shorts and stuff, and, like, the Birkenstocks, you know, and he was standing next to me and stuff, and he was talking to his friend, and the lunch lady was like, hey, I actually got two chicken sandwiches, which is what I always ate. Two chicken sandwiches with ketchup and mayonnaise on them. And I got those. And she goes, you want fries with that? And I was having a real bad day. I was just having a bad day. And she said, you want fries with that? And I was like, this is McDonald's. And the guy next to me looked at me and goes, classic. Like, what I said was classic, or like it was like the coolest thing. Like he'll remember it forever. Like it was... Like he was trying to be witty, and he's just like, classic, and then I hit him, classic
makes me think of a brief period in my high school education where I came up with a fairly unique way to get back at a teacher who was bothering me. I was, like anyone who can spell, basically, at my high school, I was rooted into the classic language. I was supposed to take either Greek or Latin. And, you know, that was only like 10% of my high school, so, you know, it wasn't everybody. But there were some jocks in the back of my class, and I didn't like my teacher. I, of course, wasn't a jock, but I got along with basically everybody at my high school. And we used to sit back near them at tests, and I didn't like the teacher, so I would help the jocks cheat. Got them all A's throughout the entire semester. Inexplicably, I got a B+. But all the jocks got A-minuses. All got promoted to the honors Latin class the next year. And it just so frustrated the teacher because he knew something was going on. And he looked really bad when all of them flunked out of honors Latin within a quarter. And he was kind of embarrassed after that. And one of the guys was a guy named Sean who, I don't have any memories of him. After he flunks out of honors Latin until senior year, when at a religious retreat he tearfully confessed to everybody that his father beat him, and that was kind of scary because that was just really intense. And then two years later, he was delivering pizzas. He dropped out of college too, and I hope the whole pizza thing was working out better for him than the father-son thing. Classic.
Classic, Mark.
Totally, man. This one time, this guy was in a movie line. This woman said he asked for tickets to, like, I think it was Ruthless People. Mm-hmm. And she said the 7 o'clock show, and it was like 6:50. And the guy said, no, the 9 o'clock. Man, it was so sweet.
Well, isn't there the possibility that, you know, that she was thinking AM or something? I mean...
No, dude, it's like, see, it was 6:50 p.m., man.
Well, right.
And he was in line, he wanted tickets, and there was a 7 o'clock show.
But maybe have you thought about maybe the show was sold out or something like that?
But it wasn't, dude. I was there. Oh. Like, I went to see the movie, too.
So it wasn't sold out.
No, she just was like, the 9 o'clock? Like, no, dude, I want to go to the 7 o'clock. Like,
how long of a movie was it? I mean, Titanic was very awful long.
It was like 87 minutes.
Hmm. Well, you know, it does appear then that her question wasn't, you know, I mean, I suppose her question was kind of silly.
Does that mean that you think what I said is cool?
Well, I've got to roll it over in my head for a little while. I'm afraid the impact is kind of diluted. It doesn't really have the epic mythic scope of, you know, the great stories of our culture. But I'll think about it.
All right, cool. I'm going to get another beer from the fridge.
Okay, I...
Hartford?
Yes, darling?
I have a confession to make.
What is it, darling?
I only love you for your ass.
My ass?
Yes.
My ass?
Your burrow. The donkey.
Why, you little bugger.
I love you because of your donkey.
My donkey.
I love your donkey, really, Hartford. Chewing grass and moving large objects. He's an animal, a pack animal.
Well, that's no reason to love me. Since you are loving my donkey...
Right, Hartford, I also do not love your affected accent very much, so just let it go.
Oh, thanks, baby. That was tough. 20 years of that, I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to pull that off. No, I don't care why you love me now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess I can make one more confession, Hartford.
No, what is it?
How you doing?
Whoa! Oh, girl!
You ever notice you can't really crawl in a crawl space? If you ever notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. Well, how long? When was the last time you saw the sun?
Last time I saw the sun? Oh, I don't know about. But, well, since I haven't been counting the days, I would say about 400 years. But it was probably more like, 3 years.
I'd put it about 11.
11 years. Yeah, yeah.
Just about that, I would say.
Yeah, so you ever notice about those crawl spaces you're talking about? They all got rocks inside them instead of concrete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some of those, yeah.
They all got. Where do those rocks come from? You think that was there before the house was there? Like it was part of the dinosaur age?
Do they have to get a guy to come and install the rocks for them? Like, I want a rock in my house. Will somebody please come deliver a rock and install a rock? Do they get an interior decorator for that sort of thing?
Cut to Twisted Sister. I want a rock! Cut back.
I guess they do.
Yeah, I have a cousin. His name's Floyd, mm-hmm. And he's a rock installer, I think. That's what he told me, at least. But he was, his eyes were all rolled back in his head when he said it. But he said he installs rocks. He says he puts, hello?
So, did you get a beer?
Yeah.
Everything go okay over there? No, classic
dude,
anecdotes, perhaps?
I got another one for you, dude.
Okay.
This one time, this chick I knew was really a guy.
Yeah.
Right? S/he went and got married to this guy.
Yeah.
But...
Wait, so they didn't... She didn't... He didn't know.
Right, that S/he was a guy.
That's the rest of the thing. They never saw each other naked or anything, did
they? No, they did.
Okay.
But
they did.
The guy wasn't maybe very bright.
Glasses or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And she was really in love with a donkey.
Ooh.
And so one time she was sneaking off for a tryst, if you will.
Yeah.
With the donkey. and they decided to go up to the crawl space on the third floor of the mansion they was living in.
Yeah.
And she took the donkey in the crawl space, and there were two guys in there. A bunch of rocks. And the girl says, "What do you guys think this is?"
Okay.
Come on, that was good, man!
How did the donkey fit into the crawl space, exactly?
It got down on its fetlocks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
want a PBR, dude?
I think it's about that time, yes.
Is it midnight yet?
Getting damn close. Dun-dun!
Dun-dun!
Oh, sorry, guys.
Lesson that we're going to learn by year three. Leave more time for the Herald, or you wind up talking about donkeys.
We tied it
up. Whoa! Thank you for listening to What Jails Like. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric!
Mike.
I'm losing weight.
Yes, very hot in here. We're going to take off. Stay tuned to Weft all week long because the chant show is coming up next. And they're going to do chant like it ought to be done, unlike those people who do chant like it oughtn't be done.
They're
going to
lay you down and freak you chant style.
Yep.
And get all chant nasty on you.
You want to find out how that is. That's something you should stay tuned to. Thank you, Mike, for stepping in for Matt's.
Thanks for having me. Sorry to all the listeners who thought I sucked.
I don't apologize, trademark the adjective chant nasty.
Chant nasty?
I like it.
Okay, go for that.
Don't get all chant nasty up in here.
Please tune in again next week when we will be back on the air. Send us an email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Check out the website, which has a ton of fantastic content on it that you should really check out and will help fill the gaping void. Which is at go.to/jail. Thank you very much for listening, and I say that with only the trace of a smirk on my face. Thank you, and good night.